Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
May the cream keep rising to the top. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The crazy NCAA tournament finally took the form as the Sweet 16 got underway. Thursday night, scorching Villanova outshot Miami, Oklahoma blew out Texas A&M, Kansas methodically dispatched Maryland, and Oregon ran away from Duke. All the highest seeds won by double figures, and now the ACC can only advance two teams. Hope it continues tonight because Carolina and Virginia are the number one seeds left on the right side of the bracket. The Tar Heels drew a favorable matchup with number 5 seed Indiana, which likes to run and shoot. The Cavaliers should win but won't have an easy time with 4 seed Iowa State. And the combined seeds of the other two games between Cinderella's Notre Dame and Wisconsin and Syracuse and Gonzaga is 34. Astounding for this deep into the tournament. Duke was an underdog to Oregon, but the Blue Devils played a puzzling, uninspired game. Grayson Allen looked to me like he's done with college basketball, going from the hero of the national championship a year ago to one of the bigger villains in recent memory. It was ironic when Allen fell down and drew a foul for being tripped when the replay showed no contact with the Oregon defender. Brandon Ingram and Marshall Plumlee are also gone to the NBA and Army, so Duke's next one-and-done's better be pretty damn good if the Devils are to return to elite status next season. The best game remaining may be Kansas versus Villanova for the South Championship Saturday and a spot in the Final Four. The Jayhawks and Wildcats are playing the best basketball right now, and it's a shame they're in the same region because both deserve to be in Houston. The Big O's, Oregon and Oklahoma, will be a track meet between the great Ducks team that outclassed Duke and the Sooners who feed off Buddy Hield's great shooting and scoring. But first comes the Sweet 16, far more difficult to discern. The left side of the bracket is guaranteed to have two great teams advancing, no matter who wins. To make the Final Four truly special, the right side needs to have Carolina and Virginia joining them. This is Archansky. See ya.